The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. MidwayUSA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back for another OG Show Live. Mr. Randall, how you doing?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Reel Down.
Welcome back to another episode of Bass Fishing for News.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to, once again, Bass Kayak and Beers.
Brother, this is the final cast.
Another segment of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Paladin.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Feather and Fur, your host, Brad.
Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal.
Hey, welcome back to Off the Water.
Happy Suzuki Q here with Adventures of Outdoor Woman Podcast.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast.
We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, go to eastport.info. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. What's going on, Facebook Live, YouTube? Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast platforms, welcome back for another show. Mr. Randall, how we doing, sir?
Very, very fine, Mr. Schiller.
you're not being honest, Jay.
Being fine. Everything's fine.
Let's just say next week we're going to shoot for an interesting show.
Yeah.
About tick prevention and Lyme disease.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Jay may be experiencing some stuff this week.
Yeah,
but who knows? We'll throw that out there. Tune in next week. It's an important matter. I know we've talked about it before with Aaron Steiger, and we're going to reach out to him, see if we can get him on the show next week and talk about that, as you know, it is tick season all across the nation. So, and it's not something to mess with. So watch out for that next week for sure. Yeah, we got an epic show for you guys tonight. We talked to them at ICAST. Unfortunately, the video didn't come out great, but there was a lot of good content and chatting with our guests tonight down there at ICAST, Jody, and some of the other folks that are involved with Discover Crystal River. They got some amazing recreational opportunities, and the fishing is top notch. So we wanted to talk to them and kind of give them the spotlight. It was a place I got to fish before ICAST with John Rapp, Jimmy Skinner. And it's a place I'm looking forward to going back to next year before ICAST. And I may actually make my trip a little longer because of that. And so we got Jody Sanders in the house. She's going to talk with us tonight about the Crystal River area, which is on the panhandle of Florida on the Gulf Coast. Again, like, there's so much to be done there. Like we were talking before the show, and Jay's like, it seems like there's a lot to do there, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So I'm going to drop in the chat for you guys. And if you're listening on the podcast later, these links will be in the show description as well. But it's the Discover Crystal River Florida website. So if any of this stuff kind of interests you guys and you want to make a trip down, I can recommend a phenomenal fishing guide if you want to go out fishing, or if you want to go out in kayaks. Like, we saw a lot of people kayak fishing that Gulf Shore, but They even have some really cool other opportunities to kayak in natural spring areas and things like that. So I think I'm going to quit rambling about how awesome this place is, and we'll get Jody in the house and talk to her, and she can tell us how awesome it really is. So Jody, welcome to the show. Uh-oh. She got no sound.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
She might have to plug in and plug out.
Here. You hear us now? All right. Okay. We don't have any audio. So, Jody, I'm going to boot you out and come back in, and we'll bring you in.
Yep.
So, this happens. She was working perfect before we started.
I know.
And, of course, we start the show, and it goes awry. But I think we'll get it back here. But super cool place. Have you ever been to that Crystal River area before, Jay?
No, anytime I've gone down there, it's been, I mean, I've been to like Miami, but you know, I've been to Tampa, so I've never been by the manatees and, you know, where all the spring water is, you know, all the, like those super clear.
You got us now?
Yes, I'm back.
There
you
go.
About that.
It's okay. It happens from time to time. So, but we were just talking, Jay's never been to your area. He's been to Tampa, which is just south of you guys. But why don't first and foremost tell us who you are, what Discover Crystal River is, and like the kind of area of Florida that is considered Crystal River, Florida.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my name is Jody. I am the media and content manager for Discover Crystal River. And serves as the tourism bureau for all of Citrus County, Florida, which is about an hour and 15 minutes north of Tampa. And we're only about an hour and a half away from Orlando as well. So it's a great option no matter where you're flying into.
Yeah, that drive wasn't bad at all. I know when we went, we came from the east side of the state over to the west side of the state when we originally drove there. But after we left Crystal River, we went to Orlando for ICAST, and you know, the drive wasn't bad at all. Mm-hmm. And you got to see some cool things along the way. Cause I think the one NASA site is off the interstate there as you're driving to Orlando, correct?
I believe so. Yeah. And it's nice to see both the Orlando and the Tampa pretty much a straight shot. So it's a good little just hop on, and before you even know it, you're there.
Nice. So, I mean, I don't even know where to start, breaking down what all is to be had, in your guys's area. I guess let's start with kayaking, right? We were talking about that, before we started, and in some of the kayak trips and things to see, from a kayak in your guys' area.
Absolutely. So we have three first magnitude springs, which means that they're the highest water producing springs. But then aside from that, we also have tons of other smaller springs in the area. Kings Bay alone has over 70. So that's one small area with just tons of springs. And so that water, of course, is going to be nice and clear, in part due to the springs, and then also in part due to some of the really amazing eelgrass restoration projects that we have going on that have drastically improved the water quality, as well as food sources and fishery as well, a good ecosystem for some of those fish to kind of grow up in.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. I'm looking for a couple photos to pull up here as we're talking about it, but why don't we touch on what like the eelgrass restoration projects that you guys have done? What has that done for the ecosystem down there?
Right. So it started off as a way to improve water quality. At the time in 2015, where the community really came together to start this initiative, we didn't realize that the manatees were eventually going to run into a food shortage issue in the rest of the state. But thankfully, by the time that happened, we had already begun this process extensively. So that there that you're seeing on the screen is Three Sisters Springs. That would be one of our most popular spring areas. It's about an acre in size, and there's a small spring run. And during manatee season, you'll see up to 500 manatees in that 1 acre at a time. So it's amazing. Amazing how many we can fit in there. And it is. We have the largest congregation of manatees in North America here in Crystal River. So, and as well in Homosassa, just a little bit south still here in Citrus County. And Homosassa is kind of that more hidden gem. You can go to the wildlife park that's down there. And they open the gates for, it's like an underwater gate, and let all the manatees, the wild manatees, with their captive ones for the winter months. Now, the three that stay there all the time, back out to the wild, they've heard and has it for them. In Kings Bay, that Three Sisters saw, that was where the eelgrass restoration project really started. And they thought that it was going to work somewhat okay. They had no idea how amazingly well the project would go. And that even natural factors like a hurricane ended up helping spread that grass seed throughout the rest of the bay. So it's been such a huge success over the last 7 years. And 7 years is such a short time to make any sort of ecological difference at all. They're actually going to be using the model not only in the rest of the state, but then in Homosassa, just south of us, that river as well is already starting project for eelgrass, which of course will improve water quality as well as manatee food opportunities.
Nice, nice. We got a real good question from our good friend Brian Slayton in the chat. He says, do they have any regulations or policies to prevent invasive species introduction at the springs?
In regards to like plant life, the Crystal River National Wildlife Refuge there around Three Sisters Springs, in the photo you saw, they take extensive care of that area, and they maintain the shoreline as well as different plant life. And there were some invasive species right there on the shoreline around that spring that were taken out and then replanted with native sawgrass, which also helps with water filtration as well. So in certain areas, there are extensive invasive species efforts being made. And that was part of the eelgrass restoration in and of itself, was that there was an algae that grew along the river floor there called Lingbia. And so to get that out, they actually had to vacuum the riverbed and get all of that Lingbia up. And then from there, they could plant the eelgrass. They'd had to put a little cage over it. That way the manatees didn't eat it immediately. And then after about a year, they could take that cage off. And they didn't realize how quickly it would spread. So a few months in, it's growing outside of that cage. It's really expanding. So again, it's just goes to show that the efforts are so much better than they ever even imagined.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. Like I didn't get to necessarily see some of the spring areas, but how clean and pristine, you know, the waterways were down there.
Like even in the Gulf of Mexico area, we have a beautiful Gulf, especially like out at the scalloping grounds. And again, seagrass beds in the northern hemisphere, so it leads to this beautiful water quality, is that preservation of the seagrass, and you know, scallops themselves are filter feeders, so they're going to help as well with that water quality.
Yeah, that's super cool, super interesting. It's cool to see organizations and communities come together to kind of restore to natural habitats, take out the invasive species, and make those waterways and the lands, you know, exactly like they were hundreds of years ago, you know. It's pretty mm-hmm. spectacular to see that being done. And two, the nature of, or the extent, I should say, of, you know, I mean, you guys got so much water down there. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Actually, 25% of our county is made up of water between the chain of lakes over on the east side, which make for some great bass fishing. Sure. We've got seven rivers throughout the county, and then of course the Gulf of Mexico as well. So really anything that you could possibly want waterway wise, we've got it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And like I said earlier, you know, like obviously, you know, most kayak guys are used to lakes and rivers and things like that. And there's obviously guys that fish the Gulf and the oceans out of kayaks as well. And I mean, we saw as we were driving through the area where we were fishing with shout out to my favorite guide ever, Katie Jo. when we were fishing with her, we saw some folks out on kayaks, not only just wreck paddling, but fishing too. And we talked to one local there while we were waiting to go out. And the guy's like, don't, it was funny because he was like, don't put this on YouTube. This is my spot. Don't blow it out, you know, which is typical of fishermen. But but he's like, man, he's like, I moved here, moved back here, I think is what he said, you know, a few years back. And he's like, the fishing here is absolutely phenomenal. And I got to witness that firsthand. So super cool.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
But going back to like the manatees, like what draws them to your area? Is it because there's so much eelgrass? Like, I mean, 500, you know, manatees in a 1 acre spring is just absolutely crazy in my eyes.
Definitely. The draw itself is actually the springs. Springs stay approximately 72 degrees Fahrenheit, 23 degrees Celsius year round. So, contrary to their appearance, manatees do not have a lot of fat on them. It's almost all intestine for digesting all that eelgrass. So they don't do a great job of regulating their body temperature. And so when the Gulf of Mexico water temperature drops, they need to go into the spring areas to stay warm. And so that's the end all be all of it. The issue that happens otherwise when their eelgrass is so important to them is because while that the seagrass is being plentiful out in the Gulf of Mexico, a lot of these rivers, spring areas, it's been dissipated to such an amount that when you swing 500 manatees in an area, they make quick work of it because they eat 10% of their body weight every day. So that's about 30 pounds of grass a day.
That's crazy. Jay, mm-hmm. can you eat 30 pounds a day?
If it was pizza, maybe.
Pizza? 30 pounds of pizza a day?
I don't know, dude. I'm sure it would be an issue afterwards.
Yeah,
might have to go to a doctor.
Yeah,
you might have to
mention that when you're in there getting your tick thing. We got our man Dustin Nichols in the chat. He says, I'm excited to get down there. When we going? You tell me, brother. You're the one with the crazy schedule, not me. Brian Slayton said you could walk across manatees, and he was referring to when you were talking about so many in that 1 acre spring. But he also asked, too, do you guys get, I don't know where he's going with this, but do you receive any financial assistance from the Dingell or Johnson Act to help with funding for the restoration projects?
There is state funding that that the State Preserve Project he's being goofy. So the state funding that the State Preserve that 501c3 does receive, and we as the Tourism Bureau, we also provide financial assistance as well. So we are an arm of the county government, and we're funded by bed tax when people come and visit. So actually, the hotel, what you're doing is helping with some of those restoration projects right then and there, because we do contribute back to some of those projects ourselves.
That's why my hotel bill was so much. I'm just kidding. It was more than likely because, you know, Jimmy Skinner and John Rapp were with me.
The manatee tanks.
Yeah, the manatee tanks.
No, and that's, if I'm not mistaken, really... you guys came and stayed during scallop season as well. So that's an amazing time to come visit. But it also means that a lot of our hotels are really busy that time of year. So that could be part of it.
I'll be honest. I was just cracking a joke. But like our hotel wasn't bad. I think it was like $100 a night or something. And you know, that's fairly reasonable to the rest of the country, I feel like, but, you know, there was a lot of, great food to be had in that area too, which, you know, it was nice because I think we were only 15 minutes from the boat launch, where we had stayed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we, like I said, we had a grocery store down the road, which is always nice. We had, you know, when you're living on the road, restaurants, things like that. And, but it's cool to see that those tourism dollars are going back to habitat restorations for sure. Super cool to see what your money is, you know, working towards, you know, when you go down there to visit. So.
Definitely. Like it. It's always a top priority for us.
No, I love it. I love it. So, I mean, where else can we go with this? You know, what else does Crystal River have to offer? We covered the kayaking part. We covered, you know, the manatees, the restoration projects.
Well, I did mention scalloping there for a second.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We didn't hit on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one huge thing. Manatee season runs November through March, and the colder the better because, again, they go into the springs to stay warm. But if you want to come visit during the summer months, then we have one of the longest scalloping seasons in the state, and it's such a great family-friendly experience. You know, you hire a guide like Katie Joe that'll take you out there to the Gulf of Mexico. And one super unique thing about our area of the Gulf Coast is that the water only gets about a foot deep every mile you go out. So 5 miles out, 5 feet. And so that is what part of the reason I got in here is so great is because you can get into those really shallow scalloping grounds and there's such a wide area for that. And so, you know, scalloping, we like to call it that underwater Easter egg hunt where you're diving for your dinner. Usually the first one is always the hardest one to find. And then when you get down there, you finally kind of get that feel of what you're looking for. You start spotting them everywhere. You gather as many as you can. FWC, the Florida Fish and Wildlife, has regulations as far as you can collect 2 gallons per person and up to 10 gallons per boat per day. So, you know, that's, but that is in shell. So when you get it all kind of cleaned up and all of the scallops out of their shells, then you end up with probably about two quarts there if you've got your 10-gallon limit. And one of the great things is that so many of those local restaurants that you were speaking highly of actually offer cook your catch. And this applies for fishing, too, at most of them as well. So you can bring in whatever you've caught that's cleaned and ready to go, and they'll actually cook it there for you. So I feel like the only thing better than a fresh catch is one that you don't have to cook yourself.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what right now, Katie Joe can clean some fish in a timely manner. And she recommended a place. She was like, man, I wish the place she would have normally recommended, because I think we fished with her on Monday. And she's like, the place I'd normally recommend wasn't open because they were closed on Mondays or something. But she sent us to another place, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I'm pulling up the picture here, and I'll share it. I gotta send it to my MacBook here, but it was a restaurant bar grill situation, and you know, they were like, how do you want this prepared? They were like, do you want it fried, do you want it blackened, do you want it grilled, do you want it this, do you want it that? And we got it all blackened, and I took a picture, and I had a mound of fish on my plate. And then about 10 minutes later, it was completely empty. So I sent both pictures to Katie after we got done eating. And I was like, thank you for the recommendation. This was absolutely phenomenal. Some of the best fish I've ever eaten in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
I'd be
cool
willing
that
to bet the first place that she suggested, is a seafood cellar. And that place, it doesn't look like much from the outside, but that's usually the best kind of food in a small town. And it will knock your socks off every time. The owner, Jimmy, is a true Cajun, and he is
your catch. That's cool. That is super cool. We got a couple great questions in here, so I want to bring these up before we move on. Brian Slayton, man, he's all over these questions tonight. Is there a manatee rehabilitation facility down around that area?
So if they're just hungry and in need of some feeding, then they can go to the Homosassa Springs Wildlife State Park, someone that's just south of the Crystal River, the Homosassa, and the staff can get them again and ready to be released back out into the wild. If they need more serious veterinary care, Zoo Tampa is a great partner that we work with a lot that will take them in and rehabilitate them. Seawool is currently working on a program to do the same thing. And then actually the Cleveland Zoo is one of those surprising ones that has manatees, but that is quite the trip for them. So that's kind of, if everywhere else is full, then they'll ship them all the way up there.
That's super cool. Super cool. D. Andrew Watson is asking, does the cold spring water keep the gators away? Do the manatees come in to birth and wean calves in the springs, or is it all about munching grass?
So we don't see a ton of alligators in our rivers in spring areas. I think a lot of it has to do with, like, especially if you're doing Crystal River, the Third Sister area, trafficked area, especially on the winds, so they kind of keep their distance from it. And then actually ambush predators, so they like a murkier where you can't see them coming, which is terrifying. But if you're in that crystal clear spring water, it's not ideal for them in any way, especially being that they're cold-blooded. So if it's the summertime, then they really can't handle cold water very well. So you're much more likely to find them in lakes and ponds and things like that. I mean, any freshwater source in Florida, you always run the risk, of course, but it's not super likely and not something that you're going to come across very often. And then as far as the manatees giving birth, we actually saw a record number of manatee calf births this past winter, which was fantastic because it lets us know that, you know, not only are we maintaining, but we're growing our manatee population here. And so that is really promising. And those births, I mean, they can tell based on the size of the calf, how recently it's been born or not. But a lot of this happened in those winter months when they were in the springs. Not always, but it is a really good time for them as far as birthing. And you will see a lot of them, especially with our grass restoration, that actually choose to just stick around for a year or two that their calves stay with them because they do have a readily available food source.
How what is the average lifespan of a manatee?
I believe it's close to 40 years. I was wanted positive on that one, but I believe it's about 40 years of, you know, an uninhibited life, something like that. And then they would last about 40 years or so.
That's crazy. I know you're not a biologist. I just thought maybe you might know, so I was throwing that out there. But I could,
I'll spit as curiosity. Many fun facts as I can.
No, that's wild. That is wild. I like the fact that the gators don't like the clear water. I can do that. I'm not a fan of gators.
They also, the gators have a heavy respect for manatees. You'll see they'll actually like get out of the manatees' way and let them go first if they ever are in spring areas together. It's kind of an interesting thing because manatees don't have any natural predators at all. They're too big and not enough meat, so nothing really bothers them.
I'm pretty sure the alligators are like, I can't fit that in my mouth. You know,
pretty much.
That's crazy.
There's not really a good place to grab on either. They're pretty round.
Yeah, I can't see that. Like even the biggest, you know, alligator like that. I don't see it happening.
Dustin says, all I know is if they are spooked, they will lift you and your kayak clear out of the water and give you quite a scare, especially when it's dusk. And I think he's referring to the manatees, right?
I think so. Yeah, and they do probably have really strong, that back flipper is really strong. They don't have any aggressiveness to them by any means because, again, they don't have any natural predators, so they don't need to. But at the end of the day, I think anything, if you jump out and scare it, it may like, ah! And so that could be a possibility there of somebody just spooked it a little too much. And they do recommend definitely in a heavily populated manatee area that you stay calm and quiet. Don't splash or scream too much because you can stress them out and scare them away.
Yeah, Dustin said he was in the St. Marks River, startled a pod and went airborne. We got to have him on for that story.
Dustin, it sounds like you might have come across a mating herd, and that's never recommended.
What were you doing to the manatees, Dustin?
That's right, man. It's like that's a different kind of party, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't get an invitation. No wonder.
Oh, that's too funny. Too funny. I think Brad's cracking jokes. He says, sounds like if you start eating 30 pounds a day, I'll be safe. I'm sure he's referring to the gators. That's funny. Mm-hmm. He said he was bad. Dustin said he was paddling back to the fish camp. So must have been making his way back and startled a couple or something. And Dustin went for a swim. I can't wait to hear that story. But yeah, it's interesting. I know we kind of got off subject to the scallops, but I know when we were down there, that was kind of like your guys' prime time, right? That summertime, and a lot of folks snorkel for those things. I've been told it's a pretty unique and cool experience, even if you've never snorkeled before.
Yeah, and it's not tough as far as the snorkeling goes. You know, it could take a few tries to get the dive part right, because you do kind of have to go down into a few feet of water. You got to get that good, like, mermaid dive down. But once you get that, it's pretty, it's not too bad. And you're really usually only in anywhere from 4 to 6, at most 8 feet of water. So it's not like you're diving down super, super far trying to catch them. In some places you can, if you've got long enough arms, you just reach out and grab them down there in the grass. So it is like a very peaceful and relaxing experience as well, in that you're, it's like you can't hear much of anything, right? You're just swimming along very, very slowly, searching the grass. It gets that kind of methodical, rhythmic vibe to it. And as long as you have sun for your back, you're going to look right there.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way, with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Interesting. Interesting. So here's a question, right? So if you had, if somebody was coming into town for one day, doesn't matter the time of the year, and there was absolutely one thing that they should do while they were in your area, what would you recommend they do?
A lot of it would come in time of year, since we are such a nature-based destination. At least 2 days at home, very far. Swim tours in the scalloping charters generally go out first thing in the morning. So nobody wants to drive all the way from Orlando to make your 6:30, 7 a.m. manatee swim tour. But I definitely, if you're coming in the winter months, swimming with the manatees is going to be an experience unlike any other. It's not really anywhere else that you get to swim with creatures of that size in their natural habitat. So that's something that is just such a unique experience. I think everybody should give it a try at least once, and you'll have a guide with you that'll teach you all of how to be respectful of the manatees, how not to scare them, how not to disturb them, and really give you that great experience that's going to be beneficial to the manatees. And they'll come up and they check out and investigate, see what's wrong out. And it's not something that you get to experience any other time. And then again, if you come in the summer months, fishing and scalloping are going to be easy for you, just because it's an experience you can do inshore, offshore, twice. You know, whatever you want here. So whatever your bread butter is a guide that'll help you out.
No, that's cool. That's super cool. I mean, is there where was I going with that? Is it you know, for the fishing aspect, right? Because that's why a lot of guys are tuned in right now. They love the fishing aspect of things. Like, For the golf, is there a better time to come down and fish over another? And I mean, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer that or not, but.
I mean, I'm definitely not the fishing expert of the office. I've been learning a lot in the last couple of years, doing my best. But it just depends on what you like to catch, truly. I mean, we do have a tarpon season. Snook season actually just began today, September 1st. And that's always a fun one for people to catch because it's a little challenging. They put up a good fight. So that is one definite favorite. And then redfish as well are a big favorite here. And the CCA tournament does, we have the tagged redfish. We actually have twice as many tagged redfish as any other county here in Florida. And so it's a great opportunity to for a day of fishing. So look and plan a visit around the time of the CCA tournament. And that's probably something if you catch a fish.
Hey, Jody, real quick, I'm not trying to stop you or anything, but turn your camera off because you're breaking up a little bit. So it may be lagging because it's trying to use your video. So we'll still have you audioly, but if you go down in the bottom and hit settings, just turn your camera off, and then that way we got your audio, and that should reduce your lag, I think. Sorry, I mean, we love seeing your face, but
no,
I'm just
you're
trying
fine.
To make sure your audio is good. But and then I'll have you repeat that. What was can you go back through that tournament that's coming up again?
Absolutely. Yeah, we participate and sponsor the CCA Star Tournament, which is a redfish tournament. And what's great about them is that, you know, the prizes are absolutely insane, whether it be boats, trucks, different rods and reels, just anything you could imagine they're giving away in this tournament. And we have twice as many tagged redfish as almost any other here in Florida. Is it? Opportunity that really run in May, and so that's a good redfish season. And so if you really enjoy catching redfish, then that time of year is going to be a great option. And you know, it's like a $75 entry to the tournament. It's got a much worth of it. So definitely, like I said, for redfish, that would be one of the gems.
Interesting. That's super cool that they got all the giveaway prizes and stuff too. So you're walking away with something, even if you don't win the tournament. Like that's how a lot of kayak tournaments are. And, you know, it's just, it helps make that environment, tournament environment better for not only the advanced guys, but the beginners too, that may be coming in on the back end of that as well.
Definitely. Yes.
Jim Riley's in the chat. I don't know if you can answer this, but he says, is there a good shallow water grouper bite anywhere in that area?
I no expert, but I do know Katie Jo does love the shallow water grouper bite, and she has talked it up quite a bit. So definitely that you can look forward to for sure.
Oh, Jim corrected me. He says, no, I'm saying it is the best. All right. My bad. No.
My bad. Sorry, I'm glad Jim. We can agree.
Sorry, Jim. No, that's super cool, man. It's man, so many cool recreation opportunities in your guys' area. It's absolutely phenomenal. And like I said, I can't wait to get back down there. Jay, you need to come with us on the next trip. And it was funny too, because I forget who it was exact. Buzz Byerline, Team New Canoe, teammate of mine, had somehow got me connected with Katie Jo. And she is... she knows her stuff, and I know I've said this in other podcasts, and she put us on fish. She worked her butt off. Like, we waited off two storms that blew through. You know, I told her, I don't care what fish we catch. I just want to catch fish. I've never fished saltwater until that trip, which I've fished all over the country, never fished saltwater. And KJ did not disappoint at all. Which was pretty cool. And not only that, but I noticed too, she, you know, talking about the community in that area, like she was talking with other guides. How'd you do today? They were sharing information and, you know, helping each other out, it seemed like. And not only that, but some of the locals, you know, it was funny. We kind of cracked jokes with her that she was the town mayor over there. But, you know, it was kind of cool to see that community aspect in the fishing community there in the Crystal River area, that everybody was, you know, talking, sharing info and trying to make sure that everybody had a good trip out on the water, which was cool to see, because you don't see that in all parts of the country. So
fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Uh-oh, we lost her. We lost her. She was breaking up there a little bit, but we'll see if we get her back here. Hopefully that clears up. I know when you're live and StreamYard's running, it just digs in your data. Hey, yep. It's not me this time. I got my internet fixed. So,
but back again.
Nice.
Yeah. I was going to say this place. I mean, from the website, there is a ton of info on there on many, many things to do, many places to eat. You know, there's hotel information. There's, you know, cities and neighborhoods, you know. I mean, it's a very intuitive website as well. So it's pretty easy for the user. But, you know, it looks pretty cool. The pictures really get you too. I mean,
yeah.
They're so vibrant. I mean, these are easily like magazine quality pictures, and they're just like pretty amazing looking. It's really cool. It looks really nice there.
Is that the next state you're moving to?
Well, it's a website manager.
Hey, Florida was on the list, man. It was. Tennessee won.
I can't handle the humidity, but I'll tell you what, like, Orlando's bad. And I think we talked about that when I saw you guys at ICAST, like over on the Gulf Coast, it wasn't that humid, but I'm sure it was because of that ocean breeze, you know, coming in. But man, you get to Orlando and it's like you walk outside and you I got to change my shirt. I just started sweating because I walked outside, you know?
You mean that Gulf breeze? They'll be quick to correct you. Yeah.
Gulf breeze.
Yeah. Ocean, no, Gulf? Like over there, like I know it's funny. yet to us, I've had that conversation. I was like, you're telling me that there's not a water molecule that hasn't mixed with some ocean water. Yeah. And then it's also going in the Gulf and then come back out of the ocean. And then maybe came back to the Gulf and it's still not ocean water.
You're getting a little too scientific there, Jay.
Yeah. It's just funny. Yeah, they'll be like, it's the Gulf, it's not the ocean. No, but you're right though. Tampa's a lot like that. I mean, that's my only experience over there. And even on the hottest days, that breeze just feels amazing. I mean, and it goes inland pretty good. I mean, for a good amount. So I mean, you don't have to be like right off the water, even though it's the best.
Yeah.
But that whole area, I mean, it's just gorgeous over there, man. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's much farther from there. I mean, in terms of how the fishing would be, but I remember my experience. And if you fish the tides, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I had to have, you know, you'll catch fish, especially for, you know, more of an inland fisherman. And especially a northerner, it's like you're going to be catching fish you've never seen in your life. And you're like, can I lip that? You know, can I grab that? Like, is that going to, you know, is that a puffer? Like, so, but I mean, plenty of opportunity out there. It's good fishing for sure out there.
I know on our trip out, I think we caught 12 or 13 different species of fish, which I've never had a 13 species fish day ever. And, I'll tell you what, one of my favorite fish, just for the fight of it, that we caught was a Jack Reval. Mm-hmm. And those things just run and run and run. And it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, just so much wildlife in that area, not only in the water, but on the land too, all the different birds and things like that. And
oh, yeah.
I'm like you, like, you know, this was my first time to Crystal River, but prior to that, I had been to like the Clearwater Beach area and stuff like that. As you know, when I was younger, but I never fished. So, you know, having that experience, and obviously the guide is a huge part of that, but you know, just the, you know, the back channels that kind of run through, like, you know, the mangroves and things like that, man, it's super unique. And not only that, but I've never fished a tidal fishery like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, seeing the fish come in and go out, you know, due to those tides is pretty cool too.
I'm sure they get dolphins in there too.
I'm not sure. Jody, you guys get dolphins much?
Absolutely. Yeah. Even up in the rivers. So depending, you know, during high tide, we'll see them a ton up in the rivers. But you were talking about the mangrove forest there. And Ozello is a little area between Crystal River and Homosassa that I mentioned. And it's home to the St. Martin's Marsh Aquatic Preserve. It's quite a mouthful. And it's one of the biggest mangrove forests in the world. And there's tons of dolphins out there all of the time.
That's cool. That's cool. Nothing cooler than seeing a dolphin.
I know dolphins are neat. Like I've seen one in the wild and it was like hunting at night, you know, and it came through the beach while we were like, right, like on the water. I was like, this is cool. Cause we're like, what is that thing? It's like, there's some like literally blowing water out, you know, pretty hard. And you're like, and then you find out it's a dolphin.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad's in the chat. He says, when he fished the Salt River for redfish, they had dolphins running with them. And Jim Riley did mention, he said, Brian, Ozello is always a top pick for kayak fishing. Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
It's a great area, too, because it's super shallow, and you can get up there in those mangroves and catch, like, mangrove snapper or something of that nature. And I don't think there's much more or many fish that are better to eat than a mangrove snapper. Those things are delicious.
I will attest to that because those were tasty little treats when we ate those up for sure. I mean, you could tell because of the different size of the fillets, and I mean all the fish we caught were just absolutely phenomenal. But yeah, those things, man, whew, give me a plate full of those and there you go, there's my 30 pounds and I don't have to worry about swimming with the alligators next to manatees. Man, I'm in. But Jody, is there anything else you want to touch on or bring up about Crystal River at all that we may have missed or you want to highlight or any events coming up that you want to talk about that we may not have mentioned?
I think we hit on most of it. You know, we do have a couple of other fishing tournaments coming up here soon, including the Plantation Redfish Classic, October 22nd. And then November 18th, there's the King of the Bay fishing tournament, and it's also partially a festival, so it's kind of more family fun. And they've got a redfish and trout division as well as a grouper division. So nice. That one's a good time, and that one's coming up in November. So if anybody's planning a trip here soon and wants to get in on some tournament actions, those are both great options. But other than that, I think we covered a little bit of everything here for our small little fun area, the Nature Coast.
No, it's definitely a beautiful area. And if anybody's looking at kayak fishing kind of in that area, a good friend of mine, Buzz Byerline, you guys can find him. He's doing some guided fishing trips down in that area too. I know he's doing some Swanee bass trips as well, which is a rare bass species on the freshwater side. Super cool and fun. And I will, man, I should have had this pulled up, but I will drop in the show notes for the folks listening on the podcast, Katie Joe's website information. Let me see if I can pull it up here, and I'll drop it in the chat live here for you guys too. So I think I got it saved on my phone because I'm never forgetting that. And it's also on the fishcrystalriverflorida.com website as well. Just look up Katie Joe Davis. There you go. But I will put that link in the show notes for those of you listening on the podcast platforms. She also does scalloping trips and eco river tours and things like that. So shout out to KJ. She's a badass. Sorry. Excuse my language. But I've been trying to keep it clean, Jay. I've cleaned up my act quite a bit. You know, you've been really good as well. So
yeah, I just don't talk.
I wanted to commend you. Here, yeah, I got that. This is her Facebook page link, and you guys can go give her a call and a follow, and she'll get you guys set up. But Jody, thank you so much for coming on and joining us tonight. Why don't you plug the website? I know I dropped that in the chat, but also throw it out. And then whatever your guys' Facebook and Instagram pages are, so people can go and kind of follow you guys and see what's going on, and maybe check back in if they're coming down to the area.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our website is discovercrystalriverfl.com. And then on Facebook, we're DiscoverCR. And then Instagram is DiscoverCrystalRiver. So that'll give you a good inside look into everything we have to offer. And then the website, of course, will have more in-depth information, including hotel options and charter captains, things like that.
Yeah, it's cool. That website is super laid out, guys, gals. If you're listening or watching, like, go check that out. You could plan your whole trip off the Discover Crystal River website, which is awesome. Yeah, man, I wish I remembered the name of that sports bar that cooked our fish.
Could it have been Crackers by chance?
It might have been.
Is that Cracker Monkey place?
That's the Florida Cracker Monkey Bar. That's in Homosassa. Yeah. They don't do cook your catch, but they're definitely worth a visit.
It might have been. I'd have to go back and look at my text messages from KJ. But yeah, I don't know. It was phenomenal. Everything down there was phenomenal. So, Jody, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down, chat with us, talk about all the good things you guys got going on down there. I'm looking forward to getting back down there and seeing you guys again and catching more fish with my teammate Katie Joe, because we kicked Jimmy and John Rapp's butt. And I'm just gonna rub that in because they're not on the show. So yeah, team KJ and Brian definitely dominated on the water that day, boys. I hope you're listening to this. But guys, gals, go check out Crystal River, give them a follow, and we will see you guys next week. Oh, Jay, final thoughts. Sorry, man, I almost skipped over that.
No, it's fine, Brian. Just go right ahead.
I mean, you probably got two words to say anyway.
Nope.
Nope.
No, thanks for coming on, Jody. Really appreciate it. That whole area looks really gorgeous. I mean, I get, you know, it's Florida, right? So, you know, if your guys are going to plan a trip, I would definitely consider this area. There just seems to be so much to do. And even if you just want to chill and kick back. So, I don't know.
Well, and that's one thing I want to say, too. I guess this will be my final thought is, you know, when I was there, it wasn't like, you know, the gimmicky touristy type stuff you see in like Orlando or on the Atlantic side, you know what I mean? It was it kind of had a hometown feel to it, and but so many different cool opportunities to do stuff and restaurants and things like that. So I mean, if you want to get out and have a nice relaxing vacation with your family or a fishing trip with the guys or something like that, like I could definitely see myself going there versus the other two that I mentioned, you know, like Daytona Beach or, you know, Miami or something like that. Like, that's not my style. You know, I'm an outdoors person, and like this, this whole Crystal River area just gives me that like laid back homey feel, you know, and it's just a cool place to go and enjoy a couple days for sure. So that's all I got, boys and girls. We will see you guys next week. We're here live every Thursday night, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 5 o'clock out on the West Coast. As always, boys and girls, tight lines, smooth paddling. Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today. Oh, you stopped dancing. Oh.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.